This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for August 19th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. This podcast will feature a summary of a laboratory investigation on the topic of spinal cord injury published by JNS Spine today. Increase of sensitivity to mechanical stimulus after transplantation of murine-induced pluripotent stem cell-derived astrocytes in a rat spinal cord injury model. A laboratory investigation by Koichi Hayashi and colleagues. Cell transplantation therapy is one of the most promising strategies to cure paralysis because it could replace lost tissue or spare residual tissue. Induced pluripotent stem cell therapy has also rapidly emerged within the field of regenerative medicine. The availability of mouse-induced pluripotent stem cell has significantly improved regenerative medicine research, and many investigators have highlighted the advantages and disadvantages of their use. In the present study, the authors referred to studies from Davies and colleagues indicating that glial-derived astrocytes transplantation into injured spinal cord leads to significantly improved outcomes for repairing CNS damage. Also, other studies have reported that astrocytes may provide beneficial effects following spinal cord injury. The authors hypothesized that induced pluripotent stem cell-derived astrocytes transplantation into rodents could improve locomotor recovery after spinal cord injury. The authors successfully differentiated induced pluripotent stem cell-derived astrocytes using the neural stem sphere method and injected the cells 3 and 7 days after spinal cord contusion injury of rats. Locomotion was assessed in 3 ways, but none of the tests detected statistically significant improvements after 8 weeks compared with DMEM-treated control rats. Rather, induced pluripotent stem cell transplantation caused even greater sensitivity to mechanical stimulus compared with a DMEM treatment. The authors conclude that transplantation of induced pluripotent stem cell-derived astrocytes is poorly suited for repairing spinal cord injury. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.